Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. We've got a problem. The problem is a biosignature. Bob, what is a biosignature?
I don't know if this is a problem. This could be very exciting. It also could be absolutely nothing. It's very important to point out this.
That's why it's a problem.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, astronomers using the Webb telescope looking at a exoplanet that's a super Earth. It's 8 times as massive as the Earth and 2.5 times larger. It orbits a red dwarf star 124 light years away, but it also orbits it in the habitable zone. And previously, they detected methane and carbon dioxide in its atmosphere. And so there's theories that it might be a planet with, that's ocean-covered with a hydrogen-rich atmosphere. That's the theory. It's not proven. But these guys had detections that suggested there were some molecules in the atmosphere that were of significance. And so they used Webb to do a further observations, and they think they've gotten a detection of 2 different molecules that are found on Earth only associated with life. This is, you don't find these molecules except in the connection with produced from life. So that is that a biosignature on an exoplanet? It might be. Of course, a lot of scientists have come in and said, no, that's pretty uncertain. First of all, the detection is very weak. It's not certain yet. And the chemistry here is very unknown, and there's a lot of science. And there is. But it's of interest, John. And so we might have a planet with the first signature of life, at least all the elements suggesting life, but we don't know that for sure yet.
Another problem, this one with the Big Bang.
Yeah, astronomers have continue to find things that the cosmologists said just should not be there. And so astronomers using Webb have now detected a very well-developed spiral galaxy that exists only 1 billion years after the Big Bang. And that completely counters all cosmology, because the theories of how galaxies form say that spiral galaxies should take many billions of years to eventually evolve. And yet this galaxy appears to be almost like a twin of our Milky Way. It's about the same size and mass, and it's a spiral like the Milky Way. And you're not supposed to have that this early in the universe. Most of the other galaxies I've looked at are very patchy and irregular, which fits their theories. But here you got a spiral galaxy. I also point out that there's only one spiral galaxy. The possibility there could be a lot more that we just haven't seen is also there. A lot of uncertainties, but it does once again suggest, as Webb keeps doing, that there's some flaws in the Big Bang theory that we do
and
not
yet. Someone might have a 13-billion-year lead on us. Okay, Bob, now we come to Hayabusa. What have they done?
All right, this is a quick story. Hayabusa 2 was a little spacecraft from Japan that went to Ryugu, the asteroid, Robopile asteroid, got some samples, brought them back to Earth. After it returned those samples, they sent it off to see 2 more asteroids, one that would visit in 26 on a flyby, and then one it would spend some time on in 31. The trouble is that the spacecraft's now going into safe mode, and they're trying to figure out what's wrong. They can communicate with it, so I'm optimistic they'll fix it. But there is that unknown right now, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams 1-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.